Good morning. We're continuing Chei Adam Klal and Dalet, and we're still learning Simen Gimel. So now I skip the parentheses when the Chei Adam talks about this, the idea of Dalet Beyim. So he says that the person eats less than Dalet Beyim, so the bracha is going to be Mizonos, Alamichya, and Non Natil Sidayim. It sounds like from him, if a person eats Dalet Beyim, then the bracha is going to be not Mizonos, not Alamichya, and yes, Natil Sidayim. It's going to be regular bread with until sedaim, hamotzi, and benching. Now he says in the parentheses that that's not really so simple. And the yesh min achronim shekosu the gimel oidal beim who shear suda. That we find in places in halacha that a suda constitutes three or four beim of bread. Kamalinyan erevin, like you find in Hilchos Erevin, that when a person sets up a eruve tchumen, he sets it up by placing a meal's worth of food in the place which he wants to become his quote-unquote home, and therefore he has tchum based on that place. Because he has food there, because I'll say that a person tends to define his home by where the food is. So he's put food there that becomes his home, and he has his halachas of tchum, 2,000 amas, from that place. So how much food does he have to put there? He has to put the amount necessary for two meals of Shabbos. How much is that? The machlokes is in the Gemara whether it's six bayim or eight bayim. In other words, each meal is either three bayim or four bayim. And therefore, two meals is going to either be six or eight. And there's a machlokes how we paskin. One opinion says we paskin that it is three bayim per meal. One opinion says we paskin four bayim per meal. Because of this machlokes, the Magaram says three or four. So we see the definition of a meal is three or four. So we're going to say the same way we find by Hilchos Eruv Tchumen. The Chazal said the definition of a meal is three or four. So we're also, the definition of a meal is going to be three or four. So that's, therefore, that's a definition. A person now is eating a meal, and he eats that amount of bread, and he would have to wash and say a moitzi, etc. But he says, ach, Shamati mipe kodesh hagro. I heard directly from the Vilna Gaon. The Chei Adam lived in Vilna. The Chei Adam eventually was on the Bezdin in Vilna, and he was related to the Gaon. And he says he was mechutin to the Gaon's son, and he said, "I heard directly from the Vilna Gaon." Shlonir aloy. That he disagrees with that amount. That's not the correct amount. That amount is an amount that Chazal put in place for Eruv Tchumen. It means that's the minimal amount that a person would eat for a meal. And therefore, for Eruv Tchumen, which Chazal tended to be mekel, they relied on that amount. However, a normal meal is not that amount. Elikam Shekosev, B'Simen Dalet, he says we're going to quote in the next Simen, B'Shem Shebeleket, Shu Sudas Erev B'Tzoharoyim. The amount is, and the amount that people would tend to eat for, they used to eat two meals a day, an evening meal and a morning meal. And the amount they would eat was actually more than three or four kebayim. It was more around the area of six, seven, eight kebayim would be a meal's worth for an average person. So that's the amount which would require netilas yadayim, hamotzi, and benching. Because less than that, you're not really being kevayim meal. So this is the Chei Adam's opinion that really, so he says we should avoid. So he says, the chachila, you should be zorbi. You should try to avoid being in that situation of eating three or four because you're going to have a questionable situation. What should you do? Should you say hamoitzi? Should you say hamazonis? If you eat the amount of asudas erevitz harayim, then according to what the chayim understands, then you can definitely say hamoitzi without any question. But if you eat the smaller amount, you should avoid it because of the suffix where it plays out. Now, in a situation where a person eats it together with other foods as well, the Chayim is going to talk about more about this, Bez Hashem, in the next Simon. This is all talking about, so far, all you're eating for this meal is just Passover Kistan. So a person sits down to a lunch, and he has a few pieces of cake. So does he wash or not? So if a person has three or four kebayim, it's questionable whether he should wash or not. The person has less than that, he definitely does not wash. The person has the amount equivalent of about seven or eight kebaya, so the person definitely would wash, say hamotzi, and bench. And this is all talking about that all he's eating is just the mezonos. If he adds other ingredients, other foods, that will be discussed by Hashem in the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.